This is Real Life with Lisa Jesswein on Empower Radio.
EmpowerRadio.com.
Here's your host, Lisa Jesswein.
Hey, everybody. I'm super excited about today. And I know everyone says that before they start a show. Oh, I'm so excited. But no, I really am, because I decided to do something a little bit different with my show today. Because normally you'll hear me and I'll have on, you know, authors or, you know, maybe someone who's the head of a huge company or whatever it is. Now, this by no means downgrades the person I'm going to talk to today, because I met this person about 2 years ago and she is such a bright light that I thought, you know, one of these days I got to interview her, because she kind of, you know, brings it down to our level as far as the accessibility of a positive outlook and of a joyful nature so that everybody can access it. Okay. This isn't something that is unattainable to you. Her name is Doris Haag. Hey, Doris, how are you?
Hi, Lisa. I'm so excited to be here.
I've known you for a couple years now. I know I've been wanting to do this. And you know what I mean when I say, oh, well, someone who hasn't written book, who hasn't done whatever. So you sort of started this journey of wanting to change the way that you look at the world or how you could affect the world. And can you just sort of take us back to when you had this sort of epiphany about how to make things happen in your life in a positive way?
Yes. And I will have to tell you, it was not on purpose.
Very rarely ever
it's
is.
Very rarely on purpose. It was just kind of this journey that I was on that, I mean, I went through a breakdown. I went through really hard times that I was just like, okay, what is going on? And when I was a little girl, I had a little bit of it, you know, inside of me. And I had a little bit of that, you know, spirituality, that kind of wanting to see like the positive and stuff. But I just didn't know how to exactly do it until I had a breakdown. And I remember I'm part of it's called the Positive Zone Project Foundation.
Okay.
Which was created by a Flint high school teacher who was so frustrated that his kids weren't succeeding. So what he ended up doing is doing 70% classroom work, 30% character education and personal development, because he was so tired. He was just like, I'm tired of this. I can't get
Wait a minute.
Anything.
What's character education?
So it's more of like the study of side of us. It's more of focusing inwards and saying, okay, when am I in the negative zone? When am I in the positive zone? When am I in deconstructive zone? When am I in fear? When am I in not fear? It's finding out inside of core values of who you are as a person and identifying things in the past that need to be healed and built upon too.
Real life stuff instead of throwing a book in front of a kid.
Yes.
And making them memorize something. And
it's all far from memorizing something. It's having the experience and understanding, like, okay, you know, a student will say, I'm so angry. Why you're angry? Because what?
Like identify it.
But it's not, sometimes it's not easy for us when we're in that just angry mode. It's like, I don't want to identify it right now, but I just want to be angry. But then you get to a point where, okay, so why did that show up? Or why was I so angry about it and somebody else wasn't so angry about it?
Yeah.
Why?
And giving them, you know, tools to actually get through that anger.
That's the main thing, is the tools to get through that anger. So he was successful. 99% of his class ended up. So he's like, let me go to the track team and try this. 70% of training for track, 30% of personal development, 99% of his student. I know.
That's wow.
It's huge. So this Positive Zone Project Foundation, you know, Justin Ford, who I went to ninth grade homecoming with, it was like, I know, it's so, you know,
yeah,
one
random
of those things
yeah.
happened. He's like, you know, I want you to come on and do sales and marketing with this project. There's three of us, you know, and I really want you to help this. And I remember it was in December, and I was like, okay. So I had one meeting with them, and it was the four of us. We all Skyped and talking about what are some things that we can do for character education in schools all around.
Okay.
So about in that time, I was applying for a job too, and I really wanted this job. I was like, this job is so perfect
and
for me.
And this is all going on while there was still some turmoil happening in your life.
Everything.
Okay.
I wasn't working. Okay. I had no job. I mean, I remember just going on the floor of my car to find pennies, nickels to put in to get to somewhere. Even to my interview, I'm just like, please just let me get to it. Please. I have to do this. I have no money, you know, and
okay.
everything. And then that, I remember that next week, I got the news my dad passed away. And it was so hard on me because I am the the main one of my mother is, you know, from Mexico. She's just always been that housewife. And my brother's been, he's very ill. He has a disability. So it was a lot of pressure on myself. And I was just like, okay, sure. You know, I mean, my dad was that my rock, you know.
So you're going through this interview, your father passes away, you're searching for money on the floor of your car to help you get to that next stop. Then what happened?
So then I didn't get the job. And I just started just kind of finding out. So I ended up meeting up with the team, the Positive Zone again. Mm-hmm. And they're just asking me questions, sales and marketing. And I just couldn't, I couldn't get to that space because I was in just such a different space. I wasn't in that space. It was just like, I'm not getting it. And Chris is like, stop.
Right.
He's like, let's start working on you. And okay. I said, I don't need it. I'm okay. I'm going to figure this out. I'm a strong girl. I'll figure it out. And he's like, let's just do it. So the first one, it was kind of like he would ask me questions to access like deeper. And I'm just like, he's like, what are your passions? I'm like, well, I like, you know, it just... That stuff
yeah,
was like
just
no.
sort of listing, you know, through them. And, you know, he was trying to help you out at a time when emotionally it was very hard for you to access even any feelings, much less feelings about yourself or your future or anything.
I couldn't. It was difficult. But after I kept practicing, he spent an hour. He's like, I'm not quitting on you till you learn how to access a little deeper. And then I had that aha moment, and it was something I was really angry with an old friend of mine that was best friends with for years, who just shut me out of my life when mm-hmm. I was in that state, when I was going through
when
all
you were
of
in
that.
The greatest need, someone whom you trusted and loved walked away.
And I, you know, asking me about it, I was like, this person, that person, you know, I was so angry. And then I had to figure out, okay, I don't know, like, what is it that caused her to leave? But he helped me sit there, and we sat and dug deep to a core of it mm-hmm. to understand that, you know what, in that time of need, that is when I have to know who is going to be there and who is not, because this happens again, that person will walk away. It's just the truth of it. But the good thing is, when I started doing this work and I started finding out things, I started to learn to appreciate the people that were in my life that were helping me. Mm-hmm. And I noticed the more I spent time on that, the more I started meeting more people that were just like kind of that
law of attraction.
Yeah. And we were sharing stories, similar stories, because I grew up in a, you know, very Muslim Spanish where you don't talk about feelings. You don't talk about emotions. So it was like this kind of balance of, do I not talk about it? Do I talk about it? When I started talking to people, I started learning that they had same similarities mm-hmm. as me, and that really helped too, because it's like I built this team to mm-hmm. help myself move forward.
Now, you know, trying to stay in a positive attitude, and you mentioned you grew up in a Muslim household.
Yes.
Have you dealt with negative stereotypes or?
Yeah, it's funny because, well, I grew up in an urban, you know, the hood, they call it. I grew up there. Mm-hmm. My mom's from Mexico, my dad's from Lebanon, but my dad used to tell me not to tell anyone I was Muslim. And this was, I mean, you know,
really?
I'm 33, but this was there. He said, don't tell anyone. So I would never tell anyone. I mean, sometimes I would tell people I'm mixed.
Really?
Like, yeah, African-American and white, just so that I can to fit in. So wow. I've had a lot of stereotypes. And then I grew up growing out of Muslim because I was so afraid of like the stuff that they did or that they were not able to open themselves. And for me, once I've learned and discovered how to be open, my world changed. Mm-hmm. So I find a balance between the two. Like my family is Muslim and then my mom's from Mexico, which is a fun family. They're like of nine.
Right.
They're just really outgoing. So I've always had a battle between two different
cultures. And, you know, having to deal with stereotypes on both sides. Now in the Positive Zone, you deal a lot with kids.
Yes.
Do they bring forth issues about stereotypes? And
oh yeah. I mean, it was one conversation that they said, they're like, well, everyone judges us and they're going to judge us and they think we're these bad kids. And I said, okay, well, why do you think that? Well, that's just the way it is. And they don't understand us. So I said, what did you think about me the first day I walked in the door? And they mm-hmm. kind of all pause because, you know, it's predominantly like African-American.
Okay.
And they said, well, we didn't trust you. So why didn't you trust me? And they're like, well, we just didn't trust you. That's it. We didn't trust you. I said, okay, that's cool. He's like, well, because we didn't know who you were. We didn't know you were this white person walking in.
Right.
We just didn't know.
And so they're learning through this process too about trust and, you know, being proud of who you are. And yes, you are going to come across stereotypes. That's going to happen.
It's about
how to work through that to the best of their ability, and that it happens to you as well. So that's, you know, that's great that they get to hear that. So, you know, you, made it through an awful lot. Now let's go back to when you interviewed. Mm-hmm. Let's go back to that time when you interviewed the first time and you did not get the job. Then you changed and you really started trying this positive mental attitude. And what happened?
I was being coached about 2 days a week.
Okay.
With Chris. And again, it wasn't just books like, here, read this and change yourself. It was having conversations and him getting deep down into the issues.
Yeah, to the ugly parts. You don't want anyone to see that you kick and scream not wanting to go there.
It was ugly, girl.
Okay,
get ugly. Get ugly, because that was the only way I could get to the good part, is I had to heal that. I had to remove that out of my life and then build on it. So then in July, I get a phone call.
Yes.
And this is 6 months later. Hi, how are you? I'm like, hello. A new position has been open. We saved your resume. We want you to come in.
Yes.
And I'm still there. I absolutely love it. I have the most amazing coworkers ever. I honestly do. It's grown and changed me even more than I could possibly ever imagine. And I had to get through that. I believe the universe was telling me, listen, you got to go through this. You have to go through this. You got to do some healing. You got to do some other stuff. And I used to get so mad about my dad passing away. But now what's been showing up when other people lose their dad, I get to be there for them. I get to help them and say, I know what you're going through. I understand what you're going through. Mm-hmm. And that's a really important part, is that I want people to remember those times of mistakes, those times of brokenness, those times of hurt and pain are the greatest valuable life lessons to other people that you can help someone else. And if we all spent time doing that, where something that we've learned from, or a mistake that instead of hiding it, embracing it, you can help so many other people along the way. But the best part is someone may help you in that time of need from that same experience.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, the one thing about Doris, too, is she 100% believes that one person can change the world in many ways. Now, that job that she did end up getting is not at the positive zone. The positive zone is something that she is doing above and beyond, you know, her job, and every day honoring herself. Because I'm going to bring this up. There was a day where she was feeling very tired and very sick, but honored, like, okay, I'm not at my top peak today.
Yep.
So the universe will work it out. And every time we use the word universe, we're talking about that energy out in the world, that love energy, that, you know, our own prana, our own energy flowing, that will make sure that we will get exactly what we need when we need it. And that includes a break.
Yep.
If you're not feeling well. And you end up, did you have food poisoning or something that day?
Yeah, I had food poisoning. And you know, it's so funny because I'm like lifting myself, like crawling on the floor. I was like, I must get there. And I'm like, nothing's going to stop me. And it was another little life lesson I had, where I was like, you know what? I have to honor my body, and it's going to work out. And I know it will work out. But I was so grateful that I was able to honor myself, because that's something I don't do often, is I'm just go, get this done, get that done. And I just stopped and said.
Yeah, because sometimes it'll force you to do that. Now, one simple thing that people can do to help change this mindset, because you talked about going and digging deep, but there is something else that you do that I want you to talk about with anybody, and it's very simple. And one of those things that you do is act silly. Okay. And if you, I wish you could see into the studio right now, because there is a stuffed chipmunk staring at me. And who is this stuffed chipmunk here?
This is Chippers right here. Isn't he adorable?
He is so phenomenally cute.
Yeah.
Love Chippers. And you have Chippers, you said, in your office. And sometimes you play around and put Chippers in different locations at your workplace and take photos of him. And
I do. And
why do you do that?
I don't know. One day I walked in and One of my coworkers had a selfie stick hanging from the ceiling, and he was hanging from the ceiling. And I was like, Chipper's, no, but every day is an adventure. Like, everyone loves Chipper's. They embrace him. I do too. He just, it's just something about him, just his hanging out. And I believe we, you know, life can be hard. You got to get silly sometimes.
Yeah.
You got to do. And, you know, the energy that you feel when you just laugh,
mm-hmm.
it just feels, it feels good. It's sometimes taking that laugh is, you know, I'll do that with someone else that's just having this hard moment. And I'm that type of person. If you want to be pissed, be pissed. If you want to be happy, be happy. If you want to be angry, go be happy.
Yep.
But sometimes something will be funny that just pops up.
It's good to laugh.
You just got to laugh.
Because when I see Chippers, I mean, come on, it reminds you of your childhood. Everybody had stuffed animals, or at least you hope they did.
Yep.
And those little stuffed animals you used to tell your worldly secrets to uh-huh. as a child, right? And they they represent that to you.
Yep.
That they will hold you in a space that allows you to feel safe and happy and comfortable. So even just looking at that stuffed animal, that's what comes up in my mind.
It does. And it brings it out of everybody else. Like I said, when I came into my office, it was just like, because everyone embraces him. Everyone has fun. Like it finds like a kid inside of them.
Right.
That they're just like, I want to be, you know, I want to have fun with this. And it's important.
So what would you suggest if somebody is wanting to change their life for the better and they need to access the deep, ugly, go ugly side? What are some ideas for people that want to do that?
Something, here's one thing that I've always said is sometimes it's not easy by ourselves. I've done it a lot, always by myself. It's important to have a team. It's important to have people around you that mm-hmm. get you too. And finding the right person. It's not
what kind of team? Who should we have on our team?
So I have to tell you, there's one person that I had in my life that always, no matter what, when I was sad or upset, don't be sad. Don't be angry.
Ooh.
Don't cry. Don't do this. And I'm like, well, I kind of want to. And then a person showed up in my life and they're like, I was like, blah, 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 this and that. And he goes, cool. I'm like, what do you mean?
Cool.
What do you mean that's cool? He's just like, cool. And then I just watched myself go differently. Podcasts are great to listen. I love going and Empower.
Mm. She loves Empower Radio.
You know, I'm serious. It's always, I've been obsessed. I always watch those things. But I'm telling you, after the show, and I feel if you watch the show, if you open your eyes to something different,
mm-hmm.
you're going to notice someone in your circle that stands out more than you. And it's not going to feel abrasive. It's going
right.
to feel, I get you,
mm-hmm.
you get me. It's just one of those things that you have, even you and me, mm-hmm. like when we met.
Yeah.
You and I have different.
I know. We immediately were like, oh, I like you.
Yeah, I like you. And it was just one of those things. And we bounce off of each other, mm-hmm. too, which is really great, where it's that yin and yang that you mm-hmm. understand. And I just met you
right
recently. It can be someone new that you have in your life. But talking, I feel, is very important. But also being okay with being angry and upset. And
in what other person, like if someone wants to find someone like you were able to access as far as coaching, how does someone go about finding the correct person for that?
Well, I mean, I guess it varies all across. I mean, you can see if you want to go to our website too, just to see, it's called thepositivezone.org. So thepositivezone.org. You can kind of maybe get an idea of what we do, what we teach. You know, there's a lot of information, and find someone near you that matches some of the similarities there as well, which I totally, completely encourage for you.
Yeah. No, and that's good, because this is about research, too. You have to feel really comfortable.
Yep.
You know, we're not saying you do need a therapist, you don't. You do need a coach, you don't. We're just giving out some ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I wanted to have Doris in here to say, look, I'm not here to tout this particular thing. This is just a way in which I started feeling better after having gone through several. And you know, you may pick something and it may not work for you, and then you're going to try again.
Yep.
Try with something different.
Yep.
Never stop trying. Buy a little Chippers and put Chippers in your path to look at you.
Yep.
Talk to somebody and maybe, you know, clean house. If there's some people, and I mean, literally and figuratively, clean house. If there are people around you that don't feed you, And that means what it's not. I know it's not always what they can provide for you, but if they are constantly making you feel depleted or feeling mm-hmm. less than or feeling exhausted, whatever it is, maybe take a little inventory of that and, yep. and say, you know what? I think I'm going to have to do something
and
different.
And to piggyback real quick on that, and focus on good people in your life. Focus on qualities that you like, because the more, and I'm telling you this, this is something I've learned, blood, sweat, and tears, that I can give this advice to you. Focus on qualities you like, and you will start noticing more of those qualities in other people that you want to bring as part of your team, too.
Love that. Love it. Well, we are coming down to, and we're going to take our good time with this because it's fun.
Oh,
because at the end, I do the RL3, which is three simple, silly life questions that we ask you.
Okay.
To just find out a little bit more about you. And okay. are you game for that?
I'm game.
Okay.
Let's do it.
So the thing, too, is I'm going to draw stuff out of here. And you only get one pass.
One pass?
One pass. So oh, if okay. Then you can pass after one. Okay. One All right. Pass. Here we go. Here's your first question.
Okay.
If you could do something dangerous just once with no risk, what would you do?
This is something I want to do.
If you could do something dangerous just once with no risk, what would you do?
I have to tell you, because it's on my bucket list and I've put a lot of focus, I want to go skydiving. I know it's the dangerous, but I want to be up there. I want to be in a plane and I want to fly like a bird in through the sky. I just want to do it.
That does not surprise me, Doris. And it says right here with no risk. So, you've just been given a pass. Yep. Go skydive, girl.
And with no one on my back, I want to do it just myself on the first
time. You solo?
Uh-huh.
Oh, girl, you are brave.
Oh, yeah.
That is good.
Oh, God.
There's some funny ones in here. Okay, listen to this one, because this one takes some thought, and I may give you a different one, too. We'll see.
Okay.
Would you choose to be the worst player on a winning team or the best player on a losing team?
I got to tell you, I have been the worst player on a winning team.
Really?
And you know what? I got most improved that year. I'm being honest.
Girl,
I know. Yes. I was the worst player.
Like, what team was it?
It was from high school volleyball. And I didn't even make the team. And I was like the alternative. So I sat on the coach. And I have to tell you, that's it, Lisa J.
You know what? I like that. Because then you're like, I still got a trophy. Look at me.
I still did. And then when I got most improved, I was like, wait a second.
Does this mean? It means they went, Doris, you tried so hard.
You really, 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 really tried.
We're going to let you sit on that bench. If you could go get us some waters, that'd be sweet.
That would be great. Thanks for my most improved. I appreciate it.
And you guys got to understand, Doris is really tall. So I'm sure when the volleyball team saw her coming, they're like, yes, sweet. And then Doris is like, bumps at what?
I know. I'm like, what do we got to do here? I think these spandex and like uniform looks just cute, adorable.
And they're like, okay. All right. So our third and final one that we talk about is your fantasy name. And okay. this is where we take the name of the first pet you ever had.
Okay.
And then we put it with the street you grew up on. So what is your name?
Mine's horrible.
No, come on.
No, it's horrible.
You have to share.
All right.
What's your pet?
I've already done. That's horrible. All right. It's Kitty.
Uh-oh. I don't know where we're going with this.
Wait,
Kitty.
Wait for it. Court. Village.
Lane. Kitty, Court, Village.
Lane.
Lane.
That's
Kitty, Court, Village, Lane. Hi, kids. Welcome to Kitty, Court, Village, Lane. It's almost like we can't think of what to call our street. Let's call it a court. No, how about a village? Hey, how about a lane? All we need is Avenue and Boulevard, and we're covered.
What's yours?
Mine is Ginger Thomas.
Oh, see, now that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
That's a good name.
It is.
Ginger Thomas.
I don't know what I would do. Like, what would Ginger Thomas do?
What would Ginger Thomas do?
I think she sounds like an old-fashioned like soap opera star.
Yes, I'm Ginger Thomas.
That's where I'm from.
I can picture that.
Kitty Court Village Lane. I think Chippers would live there with you on Kitty Court Village Lane. And I just thank you so much, Doris, for being here with us. And everybody, make sure we'll have the website up on our website so you can click on there, re-listen to Doris, be inspired. And thank you, Chippers, for being with us as well.
Thank you for having me. So much fun.